Governments to our north are feuding over an oil pipeline, and that could mean more oil tankers heading from Washington State up to Canada. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
British Columbia has been fighting a pipeline project that would triple the amount of heavy oil piped from the Canadian interior to the Canadian coast near Vancouver. And that's led Alberta to issue a threat to its coastal neighbor. Here's Alberta Premier Rachel Notley.
If the path forward for the pipeline through BC is not settled soon, I am ready and prepared to turn off the taps.
It's no small threat. Those taps on a Kinder Morgan pipeline control most of British Columbia's oil. A branch of that pipeline also sends about 60 million barrels a year down to refineries in Washington State. Disruption of that supply could boost gas prices on both sides of the border. British Columbia Attorney General David Eby says it's an unlikely scenario.
We believe it would be reckless in the extreme and therefore highly unlikely. We believe that it will hurt Albertans as much, if not more, than British Columbians.
Yet BC is taking the threat seriously enough to talk to its neighbor to the south, that's us, about getting more fuel from across the border. The prospect of Washington refineries suddenly shipping a lot more gasoline up to Canada has environmentalists worried. Lovell Pratt works on oil spill safety from San Juan Island.
Here at Friends of the San Juans, we're concerned about any increase in vessel traffic, the corresponding increase in oil spill risk, and of course, vessel noise impacts our endangered southern resident killer whales.
On Monday, British Columbia sued Alberta to prevent it from shutting off the flow of oil. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.